feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When James Brown feels nice like sugar and spice, James Freed knows it's time to restart the program. And wow, do we have a great guest now. In fact, I'm really interested in this personally. You know, we've got just the most, we've got Dr. Scott Brown here. He's a PhD. He works at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine as a researcher in the Department of Public Health Sciences. He also works with the University of Miami School of Architecture. And now I've talked too long. We've got to bring Dr. Brown on the show. Hey, I like that, actually. Dr. Brown, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you tonight?
I'm doing super. Now, I just got to say it. Dr. Brown, do people come up to you and ask you for a cream soda occasionally? Maybe some celery juice?
Sometimes they ask for a cherry soda or...
My mom likes Diet Black Cherry.
Flavors they have.
You're the best, Doc. Thanks for playing along. Now, listen, there's been a lot of senior affordable housing, government-subsidized housing that's been built in the urban core of Miami. My mom, who's 77 and is still an active social worker at another hospital on the weekends, we won't mention where, is lives in a very green, grassy condo up by the county line. What are the differences in experiences somebody that would live in downtown in an urban, I'll just say it, jungle with no grass versus somebody with a pool, a lake, beautiful trees, and grass? What is the different impacts?
Well, we just conducted a study looking at the relationship of greenness to health in a 250,000 residents of Miami-Dade County. We specifically focused on Medicare beneficiaries,
okay,
a group of individuals over age 65 that have the largest health care plan for older adults in the country.
Okay.
And we actually found that when we looked at the level of greenness from NASA satellite imagery, we found that areas of Miami-Dade County that had more green, such as trees or grass or other types of vegetation, actually had better health outcomes among residents.
You know, now what I've noticed is people say that green space is disappearing. How about blue space, the ability to see the sky, Doctor? As the buildings get closer, as people start looking at the person next door to them, what's the impact?
Well, there's been a number of studies looking at just having a view of nature. In fact, there was a paper published by Ulrich in 1984 in the journal Science that showed simply having a view of nature, such as trees or shrubbery or a blue sky, was associated with significantly faster recovery from gallbladder surgery. He looked at 10 years worth of hospital records. And so people who had a view from their hospital room of a brick wall needed more pain medication and spent about half a day longer on average in the hospital. So it seems to be that there's something biologically in our nature that has evolved to benefit from even just having a view of nature, let alone the ability to engage in physical activity or social interaction in areas such as parks or green spaces.
Now, Dr. Brown, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to just tell you that I love to nurture the orchids that sort of die inside of our house. And I throw them out on the balcony with the trees that I have out there. Not a lot of people have a green balcony. I have a green balcony. Anybody can look on Facebook and see what I've got out on my balcony. You know what? I nurture those things like my kids and I live with them and I love them, and when they go, it breaks my heart, and then I nurture them and try to do something even better the next year. It makes me feel terrific.
Well, that's wonderful, and in fact, there have been studies showing that having a plant to take care of in a nursing home yields benefits for health and well-being over and beyond having, let's say, a nurse take care of the plant for you. There seems to be something restorative about greenness and interacting with nature for our health and well-being.
I feel the love. I give the plant love. The plant responds.
Absolutely.
It absolutely makes total sense to me. I mean, when they booked you for my show, I just loved it because I just believe in everything that your study found. In fact, I agree completely with, and I never get her name right, Dr. Pillar, not Dr. Planter Zybeck, Zyber, you know who I mean.
The architecture,
thank you. The architecture professor who I don't like all the things she does, but her green space ideas, this town really needs to follow through. I've seen all of the trees cut. I look from my office, and my favorite thing to do in June and July is look at the Royal Poinsettias, and they're an endangered species here.
Yes, we certainly have to take better care of the environment here. And to the extent that we have more tree cover, that can provide opportunities to walk during the hot summer months by the outside. And so that can be very important for those of us who like to spend time outdoors.
Doctor,
heat stroke.
Doctor, your phone squelched on us. We didn't hear much, but I think what you said was that having a green canopy over promenades helps everybody get where they're going a little more comfortably, and I got to believe a little happier too.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, how do people find out more of your research or get a hold of your research so they can incorporate it into their lifestyle and their planning process?
Well, you could Google myself, Dr. Scott Brown, at the University of Miami, and also my article on neighborhood greenness and health is currently online at the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and I can provide an email address, sbrown@med.miami.edu.
Hey, and listen, before we go, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Lombard, too, the architectural person, the person from the Department of Architecture that helped you out on this. Well done to both of you. Thank you for working hard to keep Miami green and make it a better, more accepting place for all of us.
Yes, and I just would also like to give one last shout out as well.
Sure.
To Maria Nardi and Jack Cardis from the Miami-Dade Parks, Recreation, and Open Spaces Department, who have been working with us in this area of research and who would like to build on their successes in parks and open spaces and green areas to promote the health and well-being of Miami-Dade County's 2.6 million residents.